Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature all top 10 Billboard Motown hits, but no number ones. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, The Temptations, Rare Earth, Diana Ross, Lionel Richie, Daz Band, and Michael Jackson. Well, first up this half hour, the Four Tops and Standing in the Shadows of Love, right here on Motown.
Standing in the shadows of love.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartaches to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. Trying my best to get ready for the heartaches to come. All alone I'm destined to be, with misery my only company. It may come today and it might come tomorrow, but it's for sure I ain't got nothing but sorrow. Now don't your conscience kind of bother you? How can you watch me cry after all I've done for you? Now hold on a minute. Gave you all the love I had and I didn't. When you needed me I was always there and I wasn't I.
Fallon.
Motown memory from Rare Earth, Get Ready, and they reached number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1970. That was their first charting song, and they were one of the first white acts to be signed to the Motown record label. The Temptations had a great hit with that a few years before, and we heard from the Temptations before that, All I Need, number 8 from 1967, and we started with the Four Tops and Standing in the Shadows of Love, number 6 from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all top 10 Motown hits, but no number ones. Well, coming up, a great song from Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out. Well, I'm Coming Out was written and produced by Cheek members Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers. It was released on October 22, 1980, as the second single from Diana's self-titled 10th studio album called Diana in 1980. Well, the year before, in 1979, Diana commissioned Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards to create material for a new album after taking her daughters to see the band in concert. Well, Rodgers got the idea for I'm Coming Out after noticing three different drag queens dressed as Diana Ross at a New York club. The lyrics hold an additional meaning to Ross as she was leaving Motown Records and coming out from under Berry Gordy's thumb. Well, the song was another hit from the album, peaking at number 5 in the United States pop charts for 2 weeks in November of 1980, and it was also notable for being the first song usually performed at Diana's concerts and performances since 1980. Well, here is Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
Lionel Richie with Love Will Conquer All, and then reached number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1986. And we started with Diana Ross and I'm Coming Out, number 5 from 1980. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all top 10 Billboard Motown hits, but no number 1s. Coming up, Des Ben and Let It Whip right here on Motown Memories.
closer to you. We both are here to have big fun, so let it win. We got the mutual feeling, obviously revealing. Let me be your paper man. I love to be a joker. And we both are here to have big fun, so let it win. She's with me.
Michael Jackson with Got to Be There, and that reached number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1971. That was his first charting single on his own on the Motown record label. He had a total of 6, including the last one, Farewell My Summer Love, that was recorded in 1973 but released in 1984 to take advantage of the great success he had on the Epic record label. And before that, the Dazz Band with Let It Whip. Dazz stands for Danceable Jazz, and that reached number 5 from 1982. This hour featured all top 10 Billboard Motown hits.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.